The United Kingdom is America's closest ally. The countries have fought wars together and helped build the liberal international order. But now America's old friend is at increasing risk of breaking apart.
In Scotland, pressure has been building for a second independence referendum. Most people in Northern Ireland think the province will eventually reunify with the Republic of Ireland to the south. And even in Wales, one in three people say they would vote to leave if they could. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports on this disunited kingdom from the Welsh town of Barry.
It's a cold gray day in this former coal port about 3 hours' drive west and a world away from London. A small group of activists are waving the Welsh flag, emblazoned with a red dragon, as cars drive past, honking their support. John McAllister helped organize the event.
How did you do today?
I think the response was extraordinary. The local population of Barry has proven that it is overwhelmingly positive in terms of Welsh independence.
How did you get interested in independence?
I've been a believer in Welsh independence for a good few years now, just because I think Wales has been given the wrong end of the stick, and I don't think we are fairly treated in terms of the United Kingdom.
This is a common complaint in Wales, a lush landscape of mountains, beaches, and medieval castles. Wales is about the size of Massachusetts, where the politics are liberal and sheep outnumber people by nearly 3-1. The real political power lies in London with the British Parliament, which is dominated by Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, and England, which makes up more than 80% of the UK's population. McAllister, who's 22 and works in a cafe, cites a famous example here. Back in the 1950s, members of the British Parliament, or MPs as they're called, voted to flood a Welsh village to supply water to the English city of Liverpool.
Welsh MPs overwhelmingly rejected it. There was outcry across the entire country, and still, because Wales is outvoted in Parliament, it makes no difference.
When McAllister uses the word country, he's talking about Wales, one of the four nations that make up the United Kingdom. Each nation has its own distinctive culture and identity, as well as regional governments, which oversee education, housing, and the environment. In recent years, support for independence has been rising. A poll in February found 35% here would vote to leave the United Kingdom.
Which, in historic terms, is remarkable.
This is Richard Wynne-Jones, a professor at Cardiff University. He studied Welsh politics for more than two decades.
I'm really genuinely surprised by this.
Jones says several factors are driving support for Welsh independence. A 2014 independence referendum in Scotland, which failed, inspired people here to think about self-rule. 2 years later, when Britain voted to leave the European Union, many here who voted to remain felt alienated.
The kind of pro-European side responded to the Brexit vote by going, actually, where is the UK going? Do we really want to be part of a state that, in their view, is cutting itself away from its neighbours?
Then, last year, the pandemic hit. Boris Johnson's government bungled the early response, while people here gave Welsh officials higher marks. And Jones says, in conversations here, even in business and establishment circles, there's a sense of fatalism.
The premise of the conversation is usually, well, we all know that Scotland's going, and there's a sense that somehow Northern Ireland joining the Republic is also inevitable at some point. And that leads people very often saying, well, if that is the future, then Wales almost by default has to become independent.
I think the independence movement is getting more organised, but a lot of it is just noise. It's slogans and sound bites.
Rachel Banner opposes independence. An English teacher who lives in Barry, she thinks Wales can't afford to go it alone. After all, it has only 3.2 million people, runs a big fiscal deficit, and is the poorest nation in the UK.
We've had £5.2 billion extra in additional COVID assistance. If you look at the tax base in Wales, there is no way we would have been able to do that if we were independent.
Independence advocates point out there are seven EU countries with smaller populations and argue that if Wales had complete control to raise its own taxes and borrow, it could build a more competitive economy. The British government has responded to rising support for independence by calling the United Kingdom the most successful political union in the world and says the country is strongest when its nations work together. A breakup of the UK would alarm the American government because it would distract and weaken a key ally the US relies on for military, diplomatic, and intelligence support. Any independence referendum here in Wales seems, at best, a long way off. But even fierce opponents, such as Rachel Banner, worry.
I'm not going to pretend that there isn't a risk. I hope that we stay together. I think it'll be disastrous if we split up, and I think it'll be really bad for the Western world.
Frank Langford, NPR News, Barry, Wales.